This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Health officials in the Democratic Republic of Congo have declared the end of an outbreak of Ebola virus. Cases were first identified in December in the southern province of Kasai Occidental. The World Health Organization says officials reported a total of 32 cases, including 15 deaths. The worst form of the disease kills 9 out of 10 victims. Ebola is a hemorrhagic fever. It causes unstoppable bleeding. It spreads through contact with blood and other bodily fluids. There are no cures, but researchers continue to learn more about how the feared virus works. It was named for the Ebola River in the former Zaire, now the Democratic Republic of Congo. A doctor in Zaire, Ngoy Mushola, documented the first outbreak in 1976. Hundreds of people were infected, and most died. The epidemic might have been even worse had it not been for the father of the actress Glenn Close. Dr. William Close, an American, worked in Zaire for 16 years. For a time, he was one of only three doctors and the only surgeon at a huge hospital in Kinshasa. Later, he was the administrator. He was also chief doctor of Zaire's army and personal physician to President Mobutu Sese Seko. One night, Dr. Close was on a plane returning from a visit to the United States. He heard two other passengers talking about the epidemic. The United States Centers for Disease Control had sent them to help. One was a virus expert. Carl Johnson had identified and photographed the Ebola virus just days earlier. The other was Joel Bremen, another CDC expert. Dr. Close spent the flight talking with them. Then, in Zaire, he quickly used his connections and influence with the government. Dr. Bremen remembers how William Close's planning and administration helped the medical team end the epidemic. He organized supply flights, for example, to affected areas. To contain the spread of the virus, people were restricted to villages. Medical workers were given protective clothing. Equipment was carefully disinfected. After his work in Africa, William Close returned to the United States. He became a country doctor, as he had always wanted. He was still working in Big Piney, Wyoming, when he died of a heart attack on January 15th. He was 84 years old. Joel Bremen says Dr. Close left his mark on the world. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.